Last month is in Purim, it's brought down in the Svarim, the fairly well-known thing that there's an Indian when you're choosing your list, who you're getting 12 months for, it's recommended to include some people that maybe a person is not quite the shalom with them. There's another taina on them. I saw the shmuzim from the Druchim, I'll talk about it in a minute. He says, and that's what the belt says over. I don't know exactly where the earliest makar for such a thing, but that's what it's yidua, such an inyan. The mitzvah mishloach manos. So, question is, what's the chat in such a thing? We don't hear such a thing in the face as the mitzvah of tzedakah, the mitzvah of Birchas Tzadim, the mitzvah of the Gemara. Maybe you could spell to the Gemara, but by Kolokav as Yitzvah, right? The Gemara says, by the mitzvah of Prekantayina, it says that there's an added Kedima, Soine, even Litoin, which usually comes after Preka. But if you see that it's your enemy, that he needs to load up his donkey. So the Gemara says that there's a special inyan that you should do the mitzvah. You should do the mitzvah of the chesed, the mitzvah of tehina for your soinei, because lachas is yitzvah adif. The Gemara says that means that you should subdue your yetzahara. You have a yetzahara. You hate the guy. You don't want to do a chesed. So the special mitzvah. You go ahead. So maybe you can learn. That's the chat of him for him also. You have to give him the Shlach Manas. So give it to somebody you don't want to give the Shlach Manas to. So I'll give it to you for others. But I saw, at least in the way they bring the Shmuz from Rabbi Yeruchim, that Rabbi Yeruchim certainly understood it much more protheistic to Purim. In other words, that it's not Stam. Because if you understand, it has nothing to do with Etzim with Mitzvah Shlach Manas. It has nothing to do with Etzim Mitzvah Purim. Some you have to do Mislach Manas. You might as well chaperayim kedei lakav es yitzvei. The way the Talmidim, whoever wrote the Shmuz Rav Yochim, the way they bring the Rav Yochim is that he says it's my ikrei hamitzvah. Says the lashon, it's from the ikrei hamitzvah of Mislach Manas that it should be daska. I mean, of course, you're used to the mitzvah without it, but there's something very, very fundamental over here that by choosing to give Mishloach Manos to somebody who's, you have Vali Baitina or whatever lashon is exactly, you're upset at the person, by choosing that person to give Mishloach Manos to, there's something that makes that a much more close to what the mitzvah Mishloach Manos is supposed to be. The mitzvah Mishloach Manos itself. It's not a zaitik in the block of his yitzvah. We're trying to understand why that is, and with a new deher, why that is, also Shiva to Ayelam Bez Hashem, but we'll be making some other Hagdamas first. Tzveit Zach wanted to be Ma'ayr, the beginning of the Megillah. The Megillah starts, we all know, with the story of Achashverosh's party, the Mishteh. And just from the Pshut and Shalvarim, from the Pashut chat, why the story of the Achashverosh, what they're doing there, is it's Pashut because that's how he got rid of Vashti. Those were the circumstances that brought about him getting rid of Vashti, which paved the way for Esther to become the Malka, which eventually brought the mace. I think if you just read the Kipshutai, that's what it has to do with the story. Well, Maisa Chazal, everybody knows, Chazal tells us that there's a completely different side to the Mishnah of Achashverosh, which is in a way it's mamish the opposite. That the nenam is sudasai shalai say rasha v'zeiman the tchabis nim shalzal klaya. So the Talmidim Shimon Nechai said, at least for the people of Shushan, it was a good answer that they were nano misudasu shalaisa rasha. So this mishter was actually the cause for the whole downfall of Klal Yisrael. At least one of the causes of the downfall of Klal Yisrael. That was this mishter. Now, if you think about it, it's mamish a pella. I saw the Fasam is admired this. He calls it a pella. He says, at this very mishter, which Chazal Megalitos was the cause of the whole downfall of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu got rid of Vashti and paved the way for Esther. The Pella. It's a Pella. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Makti Refuah LeMakah, but this goes much further than that. Here, it's at the point where Klal Yisrael was being over. They were transgressing such a terrible thing to the point that they deserved destruction. At that very moment, at that very mishnah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was getting rid of Vashti in order that Esther should have to come. Like Davar, it doesn't sound, it sounds like that's not the appropriate time. Yeah, that's chus, almost chus. You need a chus to get the Yeshua. And here, this was Pungfaket. This was the time that they were having that downfall. And at that very time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was manipulating the circumstances that Esther should be able to come on the scene to bring the Yeshua. The Pella. One more hora. You know, it's brought down from Chazal. It's a well-known but very difficult Chazal that say that Kol Ma'adim B'Teilim Chutz Mipurim, such a lashon, that the other Ma'adim, the Yomim Tovim, are B'Teilim, they're going to be nullified, whatever that means, except for Purim. So everybody's in the Talmud, how can you say the Ma'adim is going to be bottle? In other words, it's from the Ikri Amuna that nothing from the Torah is going to be bottle. So there's various pshatim. One of the pshatim that it says in the Svarim, HaKadoshim, says something like this, and some others also say that the pshat kol ma'adim b'teilim, it doesn't mean that we're not going to have those the mitzvah of the other Yom Tovim. But kol ma'adim b'teilim means that the Sosko says it's like a little like a vittel b'shishim. It says b'teilim means that the nisim of loss of lovely, the nisim of the future, are going to be so big and so overwhelming and so great that the nisim that the other Yom Tovim are coming to be to commemorate are gonna in some sense be a little bit lost in the magnitude of the nisim that they're gonna be lost in love. That's what it means, betalim. But chutz mi purim, except for purim. Purim's not gonna get lost. Why is purim not gonna get lost? So they say the following idea. They say purim is not gonna get lost because purim is me'ein the nisim of la'asa lovely. Because purim, this I didn't see, but you can say like Rabbi Yehuda Shita is min b'mino is not bottle. That's sad is because if it's the same thing, so then it's not what like the Ran says on the Chazka and Amida. It makes it stronger. In other words, if this is the same kind of nace, if the nace of Purim is the same kind of nace that's going to be lost in Lavoi, so the nace of lost in Lavoi are not going to be a vatal nace of Purim, either Abba. It's all going to join together and the same kind, it's all the same kind of nace. Aga, to share with you, Shalom Kamenetsky was here the other week. He told us a mind-boggling idea. I don't know if it was this Nakuda was his own, or he saw it someplace. I'll just share with you. It's on the same gang. He says, why doesn't everybody knows it doesn't say the same Hashem? It doesn't say in the Megillah, right? So why doesn't it say the same Hashem in the Megillah? So we know reasons, right? So he said, do you know why it doesn't say the same Hashem in the Megillah? He says, because if it would say the same Hashem in the Megillah, then you would have to read it with the Ksivasai. It says the way it's written. The Gemara says, it's referring to Gemara. The Gemara says in Tzachim, we'll talk about that Gemara again soon, Gemara says in Tzachim that in the Olam Hazeh, in our world, the Leishik, Leishani, Nikra, that the Shem Hashem is written Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, but we pronounce it Aleph, Daled, Nun-Yud. in the Ilasid Lava in Alma Ba, we read it Yudke Voske. Okay? So he says, so Shlomo is saying, if we say the same as Shem Megillah, the Megillah is not from the Alma, from a different belt. The Megillah is from the Alma Ba. And really, you would have to be able to, you would have to read it Kikvi Vasai. So man, that's why I can't have the same as Shem Megillah. That's kind of Masha Shamati, but Kapanim is the question is again, what is this concept that the nace of Purim is a nace from the loss of love from a different belt, from Elam Abba? It's a different kind of, maybe you would think that Purim has most to do with the here and now. And here we say, no, this is a nace, there's something otherworldly about it, it's Elam Abba. It's behester, it's hidden, but it's in the Megillah you have a gilui which is completely from a different other place. So the Ayil Mabodik a gilui. How do you understand this, I think? So I'm sort of tefazachim, but I just want to share with you a glimpse that I caught, which I think is part of what is coming to tell us. So just to review quickly, there's three things I'm going to try to cover to Be'ez Hashem in this time that we have. Make sure that I have a time clock. We have a. first of all, what's this idea that Mishloach Manos is dafkas to someone? I mean, it's a special Indian. It's an ikra mitzvah, if you want to call it, to give to someone you have a kapeda on. The second thing is, what is this that the Mishter, the part of Hashverish's party, which was the calling to Chazal, was the downfall of Jewish people, and at that time is when we got rid of Vashti and we got Esther in place. It seems to be incongruous, doesn't seem to fit. And thirdly, what is this idea that Purim is Gilui from Elam Abba? Just to be makdim, so you do it, well known, the Rambam, pretty well known, and we probably mentioned other years here also. The Rambam, it's in a little bit of an obscure place in the Rambam, maybe that's why it's not so well known, but the Rambam in the end of the Minyan HaMitzvahs and the Hakdamah to the Arach HaZakah has a line there where he tells us what the purpose of Purim is. And the Rambam says the following. He says, and it's based on the Gemara, the Rambam says, Tzivu Likvis HaMegillah Bainah, so what's the purpose of reading the Megillah? L'hatkes Shvachav Shvachav Shvachu U'tshuwa Sh'asolanu V'hayakarev L'shaveinu Kashvachu was close to our Tfilais. He says the following line, in order to let known to the coming generations that it's true that which he promised us, Hashem promised us in the Torah, who is such a great nation that has God Hashem Kroivim Elov close to it. Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav, like Hashem our God b'chol kareinu elav, whenever we call out to Him. That is the purpose of the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah he's talking about here. It's in order to make known that it's true that this pasuk, Kimi goy God l'Hashem Elokeinu kareinu elav, Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu elav. So I think if this is taka the purpose of the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah, it would behoove us to try to get a little bit of more of an understanding in what this pasuk is telling us. What's the message over here? This is the message of the Megillah. Ki mi God, mi goy gadol ashaloy alekim, kravim elof, kashem alekein v'chol kareinu elof. So, in the Medrash Rabbah on this pasuk, it says a very interesting thing. It says, Am Reb Yehuda by Reb Simon, at moitzei, avoydes kechavim kraiva urechayka. Avodah Zarah is close and it's far. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachak v'karev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is far, but he's close. Ketzad. So he's okay. He's Avodah Zarah. He's Kreva. I'm not trying to be mine. This is part of it. I think this is what to say, but time is short. He says Avodah Zarah, a person just he makes his idol, he puts it right next to him, but he's rachak. He doesn't answer. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachak v'karev. Ketzad, he's far and he's close, and the Ketzad, he makes a whole cheshbon, how far it is from here to the Rakia, how Akash Baruch was all the way in the Shamayim, And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite the fact that he's so rochek, but he's still karek, Hashem Elokeinu, Mikoi Godol Hashem Elokim Krei B'meilu. So the Medrash tells the fact that this pasuk is telling us the Yisoid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rochek v'karek. Rochek v'karek. It reminds me, and maybe we'll get back to this, there's a lashon, there's a very, to me it's a very poignant lashon in the Slichus that we say, it's on both, I think on Erev Hashanah and Erev Yom Kippur, the line we say, Karev Atal Rechaikin. That's a lashon, I just looked at it again. Karev Atal Rechaikin. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is close, you're close to those who are far. Sounds paradoxical, right? If it's close, it's not far. If it's far, it's not close. What does this mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Medrash is bringing out this paradox. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rachaik V'Karev. So, I think there's a number of different levels over here. And this is, we remember, the Rambam is telling us this is the message of the Megillah. This Pasuk. The Lelikim Krei Melech. The Marashah, I think we also maybe mentioned different years, the Mashah on the Gemara and Megillah, Daf Yud Aleph from the base, which quotes this pasuk in the context of being the message of the Megillah, Kimilakim, Kravim, it brings a lot of pasukim, but one of the things that brings this pasuk, Migoy Godlash Olaylakim Kravim Melev. So the Mashah says the following. He says, Ki Haman Omar Shekvarechikom Elekeya Meyal Ponov. Says, Haman said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Rechikom. He distanced them. Rachik. Kadosh Baruch Hu made them far. He threw them out. Threw them out of Eretz Yisrael. It was merachik them. That's what Haman said. Yeshna amechad mefuzim mefar ben ha'amim. So that's why he thought that Haman thought he can get away with what he got away. Kadosh Baruch Hu was merachik them. That distance from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Omar, that's why the Gemara says the message of the Megillah is ki lo elokim kreivim b'chol kareinu elov. B'chol kareinu elov. What's b'chol kareinu elov? In all of our callings to him. Dahainu b'chol mokim shekaronu elov hu karoiv lanu. Wherever we call him, he's close. V'ein kan archaka kimiloi chalaret kevaydei. So, Mashah explains in Mekuka, and Mestama, this is the chelik, what the Medrash means. When we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rachak v'kareiv, it means that despite the fact that there is this concept, which Haman saw, and Haman wasn't coming from nowhere, he's coming from somewhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw Klal Yisrael out of Eretz Yisrael. He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That's Rikuk, Kirchikuk. He was merachik them. On some level, that's true. He was merachik them. That's rachak. But the Ma'aseh of Purim showed that Lamaisa is the Nishtazai. We'll try to be much a bit more soon. Lamaisa is the Nishtazai. Kimi Goy Godash, a loyal Kim, Kraven Elo, a Kazbos Kraven, the Chal Kareinu Elo. Even if we're far away, even if the Kazbos was full of Sadamis Mingus, even if we're so seemingly so vague, so far, so rochik, but still, like him crying, Elo. Goy Godash, a loyal Kim, Kraven Elo. The Chal Kareinu Elo. That's always up to Mansha. I think there's a tea for a Zach over here. Nichol in this Medrash. It comes from Gemara and Pesachim. Just that same Gemara, I think it's Gemara right before that. The Gemara we quoted before about the Shem Hashem. Gemara right before, right after. It's actually the same Pesach. Ba'yoyim ahu yi Hashem echad ushma yechad. Says the Gemara, Otto ha'idn olav echad. On that day Hashem's going to be echad. Today is not echad. Amr of Acher b'Chanina, like Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is not like Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh, in Olam Hazeh, B'suris Tavis, Oyim Baruch HaTayva, Meitiv, B'suris Reis, Baruch Dayan Emes. That in this world, there's two brachas. There's one bracha, B'suris Tavis, Reis, Baruch HaTayva, Meitiv, and another bracha, B'suris Reis, Baruch Dayan Emes. Olam Haba, HaKol HaTayva, Meitiv. Today we have two brachas on Olam Hazeh, but on Olam Haba there's only one bracha. Rav Dessler over here in Mishnah Milyo, it's like the last stickle in Chelek Aleph Mishnah Milyo, he's masbiris al pi he brings something, I'm not sure what he's quoting from the Radvaz and what he's saying himself. He's quoting, Al Kaponim is going from a Radvaz. There's a very, very tisa zachen over here, but the Nakuda is that it's not the pshat that Olam Haba, everything's going to be good, and the Melo, there's only one bracha toiv ha'meit to Olam Hazeh, there's bad things, and Olam Haba is good things. It's much, 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 much different than that. The pshat is that in Olam Haba, even the things that in Olam Hazeh, we said the Diana Amazon, in Olam Haba, we're going to say a toiv ha'meit to. The pshat is that I think the right way of understanding is the Malbim. Talking about this before, we heard about this from many people. Notice Malbim. The Malbim on the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad says that Hashem is Midas Rachamim, Elokeinu is Midas Adin, and what Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is saying is that everything is one. What is everything? Everything is one. Everything is Hashem Echad. Everything is Chesed. Says the Lashon of the Malbim. This is a very, very sorrowful Lashon, so I want to read it. He says, "For who?" B'shanamim ki ein ra b'metzias klal. That there's no ra in the metzias at all. Sheme hakel ha-toiv ha-echer ha-miti lo yeitze ra'ak toiv. V'ashayid melonesu hu ra hu be'emes ach toiv v'chesed. So this is something that if we don't understand it, it's a good reason. Because we're in Olam Hazeh, we're not in Olam Haba. But from the Ikrei or Amuna is this inyan that even things that we experience in this Welt as Ra, and since we experience as Ra, as painful, as Tsar, as whatever it is, things we experience in this world as something bad, so in this world we have to say Diana Emes on such things, Loyaleinu. Why do we have to say it? Because Lamaisa, in the Olam Hazeh, Dika perception, it's not possible to have a Shlemus of this understanding of it in this way. So we feel it as Ra. We have to say, Dain Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzurtam Ba'olai, Kol Vach Mishpat, it's fair, it's right. It's bad, but it's right. It's fair. But in the viewpoint of Olam Haba, in the Gila Olam Haba, the Yom Ahu, Yi Hashem Echad Shmai Echad, there's going to be nothing to say but Toiv HaMeitiv. Looking back on everything that happened in the Bria, there's nothing to say but Toiv HaMeitiv. It's Be'akel HaToiv Le'etzer Rak Toiv, like it says in the Malbim. Now this is obviously not something that we can really grasp because it's from the Velt of Olam Haba. But I think that this is the Indian of something that we're very familiar with. This is the Indian of the Nahafoichu. In the Megillas Esther, in the Nes of Purim, we find something which is, I believe it's a unique concept, which we don't find with other Hatzolos of Klal Yisrael. And that's the Indian that the Megillah says, Nahafoichu. What's the Indian of Nahafoichu? So let's analyze this for a minute. Says here we had the pasuk where the pasuk says actually Yishlo Tzai who them Hema B'Sleimayim everybody knows the Nigan. What that's saying is the following. What it's saying is that Klal Yisrael was a terrible, terrible sorrow, a terrible thing going on for Klal Yisrael. There was a gzeirah that the Soinim, that their enemies had a right to go ahead and lahashna lahar la'aben and destroy them. And if somebody would have been going through that period, and they heard about that gzeira, Abel, Gadol, Yehudim, Mitzrayim, Mitzchiyim, Mitzpe, like it says, it was a terrible avelus, and Mistama, there would be the time to make a bracha dynamis. The surah. They hear that they had the Soinim have the ability to go ahead, and Lahashim, Lahari, Lahabit, they were given the green light. It's definitely a double roll. Definitely calls for a dynamis. What might happen at the end from that? What happened at the end was not only that it was nullified, but it was the nafaihu. The thing was turned around completely the other way. Because of that gzeirah, that gzeirah wouldn't have been there, and that wouldn't have happened. Everyone would have been status quo. But because of that gzeira, which they made a dynamis on, now the biggest hatava came out of it. So now they look back at what at the time was a dynamis, and now they can make a toiva meitiv. Looking back at the thing that b'shas maisa was a dynamis, and now seeing it as a toiva meitiv, that's a gilui l'mabah. And the whole Megillah is full with this. The whole Megillah, go back a little more. The face, Haman made the apes for Mordechai. A terrible thing, the God of Adar. The Haman was the most powerful man in the country. He made an ape that's going to hang up the God of Adar and the Pharaoh of Dynamis. Blessed Hashem. That the dead ape was the vehicle for why Haman, we got rid of Haman. Started off a dynamic, so Taiva native. Even the whole Gidol of Malach Hashverish was Haman. He gave the Tabas to Haman. What Gidol Hashverish, the Tabas. And then, well, how terrible was that? He gave everything over to Haman. And then, what happened at the end? Mordechai ended up with the Tabas. Right, if we never would have given it to Haman, Mordechai wouldn't have had it, and wouldn't have been such a hatzal for Klal Yisrael. So, all the things that Mitchila with Adayin Emes ended up being a Taiva Meitiv. That's when Hafai Chum. And that's a Gilui from Oilam Abba. To be able to look back at the things that were experienced, people who experienced them, because experience is really bad. But to be able to look back at those things and see that there was not a kiyuzer of that in it, Batim. There was nothing. Was garnished. Garnished slachet arayt to come in from all of those things. The only thing that came out, there was nothing that came out of it bad. Everything was good. That's a gilus from Oilam Abba. One more knait over here in this. I saw some money to Gazak in the Svastemis. Says, how were they zoicha to the nace after they we said before by the Mishnah, by the Nanam Sudatsa Shalois of Russia, a Kishbachu, was allowed a Xera, there should be a Xera on them to be destroyed because of this terrible thing that they did, and I'm not in Russia. So what did Esther do? Lech Knois, Kla Yehudim. They fasted. What was the purpose of the fast? The Fasanis explained that the purpose was because they understood that Chet was man of Mesudas Shalosh of Rasha, so they had to go ahead and misak it with a tainus. And he points out that the same lashon that it says Chala Oma Nimtzim B'Shushan, it says that lashon Nimtzim, it says it by the Suda, and it says it by the time of Esther. It was the same loss because that it was Zekeneged Zeh. There was coming to be mistaken the Chet, that Chet. So the Maisa, it says in the, as everybody knows, the Gemara, that Tshuva Me'ava, when it says in Yuma, that if a person does Tshuva Me'ava, it's Dainois Nasu Kizachios. The Peltic of thing. The Avera that a person there does, if he does Tshuva Me'ava, the Avera itself becomes a Schutz. It's come to guys that Yana Mishta, that at the beginning was the Mishta that they were, that there was the Avera, was the Avera that they did, that caused the whole Tzara, that Mishta after they were mistaken it. And they said Tzu, and that with the Tzayim, and they did it Tzu with Gemura, Tzu with Me'ava, so the Mishta itself became a Schutz. And that's the pshat. Why at that very mishnah says they was the mafreya, was oikel mafreya, the chet of the mishnah, and that's why that very mishnah Vashti was gotten rid of and paved the way for Esther, because the mishnah alone came on as chos. He said the mishnah saw from the tchila, and the mishnah knew that it's going to become as chos, and Mela he paved the way for dafkin that mishnah. He paved the way for the because that was the schus. Hagufa was the schus that it should be able to be something. So he says a beautiful thing. He says that's the tie to the remnant in the pasuk. Esther says, do those things. Tumolai uvechein avay el hamelech asher loichados. He says, and now and with this I can come to the melech asher loichados. He says, this is how I can take something which is loichados, which is an avera, and faker avay el hamelech. I can use that as a hiskarus to the Eibishter. Uvechein avay el hamelech asher loichados. That's the Indian. I think this is also Michlum, the Indian of this pasuk. It's another angle for this. that the Ibish is carved to us to such a degree, that even the richuk that we do sometimes unfortunately, we distance ourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes available to us a way that he can be Kraivim Eilov. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to us not only despite the fact, but Gufa through the fact that we were Merachik ourselves from him. That's how far the Korba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and that's also part of the Geluyim of Megillus Esther. This is the Gilui, again, maybe we'll get a little bit better Havana in the Rambam. This is the Gilui of Megillus Esther, that it's Emes Mashiach Ticha, the Torah tells us this Matthias, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokim Kreiju Melov, B'chol Kareinu Elov. Now, Lamaisa, how they Zoicha to this Gilui? Yeah, they were Mesakim the Chatoim, but they were Zoicha to such a Gevaldika Gilui of this Indian, of the Kurva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael. So I think there's one more Nakuda here. We have to be Moisish. So on the Sefer Tayma Devorah, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has he goes through the Yud Gimel Midas, 13 Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachman. So one of the Midas that he says over there is called, comes from the Pasuk of Micha, L'she'eris Nachlosai. So the Tayma Devorah explains that the Midas of She'eris Losai, She'eris Losai of a Karev, of a relative, of a flesh and blood relative. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misnaik. He deals with Klal Yisrael Mamish like we're his relative. Yisrael Am Karoiva, he brings the pasuk. Well, Mamish Karev, who is Kraivim. So Loi Elikim Kraivim Elov. He doesn't bring that pasuk. But the Medrash actually also ties to that pasuk in Lashon of relative. Lashon of relative is a korban, a closeness, a certain type of closeness. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us all, like with She'eris Nachlosai. And then the time of the very fear is like he does in the whole Sefer. He says, and how do we have to, we have Mahu Avata, how do we have the Indian of so She'eris Nachlosai in our dealings with other people? So he says that we have to deal with other Yidden, that we're Kraivim, we're brothers. We're mamish one. We have the same shayrish. We're one. If we deal with under a yidden that we're kraivim, we're karev to the other yidden. So that's how we emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it goes the other way also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with us neither connected neither. And that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with the shayrish nachlosai. How would they zaychet to lash a loyal akim kraivim elov? If that's the gilui, that's what the Neis Purim was. How it's possible is because like Moshe is called Yehudim, like that Esther says to bring all the Yehudim together, to bring all the Yehudim together, the Kurva, you could bring them close. Moshe is called Yehudim. If all the Yehudim are able to come to Zamin, so that's how the Zaycha to this Gavaldik Kurva of Ashaloi Elikim Kraivim Elov. But the Korva of Loyal Kim Kray Mel, the way the Medrash tells us, is not Stam HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clothes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rochik the Korv. Korv Ata L'Rechaitim. HaKadosh Homan said they were Nisrachik. There was a time that they were talking a Matzev with on the surface of it, they were very far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they were Zoichet to it, so it must be that this was a Madreg of Klal Yisrael. Madreg of Klal Yisrael was Karev Atal or Chaykin, but close to people that were even not far from them. They weren't just close to their buddies. They were close to the people who were Meruchik from them. And that's how Mida Kedekin Mida was Mizgala, the Mida of Kazbach being Karev Atal or Chaykin. And the male, we can understand the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas, that was Niskan, like the Sfarim explained, it was Niskan on this Indian, on the Indian of the Knoises Chai Yehudim, of the Korva of Kleisel that brought about the Nais, is the Ikka mitzvah Badavka, the best way to do it, is to do it to someone who has to stick a Meruchik from. Because that's how there was Eichet to the Nais. There was Eichet to the Nais of Korav Atal Rechaikim of Korav of Mielik and Korav of the Chol Kareinu Eilov, with the Revi of the Chol of even the Meruchakim. That's what Hashem is close to, and that's how the Zayichus and the Nezim. That's why it's part. That's the Ikar Mitzvah of Mashloach Manis. That's the Halfa Mitzakim should be Zaycha to Mekayim the Mitzvah of Purim Karoi, and Taka have this be Zaycha to these Gvaldike Giluyim, like the Rambam says. Or that it's emes mashes tikha tayo, we should take a feel it and the gazama dim the gan klal yisrael, we should take a have it should take a be nifgalot us, but yes, it's the ace that Hashem mi goy gadol Hashem loy alekim kreivim elov kashem alekenu bechol kareinu elov.